But wait, Justin, can we talk about this girl, this lead girl that you have? Because I feel like some type of parallel universe going on with her and me. Because I always say she's light skinned. I've seen the trailer where she's like, you can't say mulatto to the white boy. Because obviously she's mixed, but she like real down. I always tell people I'm like dark skinned on the inside. But tell us about this girl, because I don't think I've ever seen her before either.
Oh, Tessa Thompson, she's amazing. I mean, first of all, the cast, period, point blank, full stop, is amazing. Tessa plays Samantha White, who is, you know, our kind of pseudo-revolutionary character, our Angela Davis on this campus, who's got the show Dear White People that starts all of this controversy within the movie, played by Tessa Thompson, incredible, incredible actress. She was in Mississippi Damned. She was also in For Color Girls. She's been in a few things.
She was the girl that went through it on For Color Girls.
She went through all of it in For Color Girls. But she's just this very sensitive, just amazing multi-layered actress. And very, very hyper intelligent, and you know, for me, is sort of like, you know, Sam White when she grows up, but in real life, and just such a joy to work with. There's also Tiana Paris, who plays Coco.
You're changing Tyler James's life, because now people will know him for things outside of Everybody Hates
Chris.
That's
right. Yeah, he's incredible, and a brand newcomer named Brandon Bell, who was a friend of mine, who was actually with the film, you know, since we were doing table reads and just kind of doing me a favor and popping in and reading it for me, you know. He ended up being the actual Troy. It was great.
Did you have a lot of your friends that were a part of like this thinking process that were like, all right, so it looked like this is about to pop, Justin. So what we got? I'm going to get a production, producer, director. What you need?
I was lucky enough to have a really great community of people. And, you know, everyone from my best friend, Lena Waithe, who also is doing her thing, you know, in the social media and television space, Angel Lopez, Ann Lee. And then we got on like some veterans like Stephanie Elaine, who made Hustle and Flow. She came on to executive produce. Effie Brown came on. She did Real Women Have Curves.
Dennis Haber, too.
Dennis Haysbert, yeah. You know, came in to be our dean. So it was definitely, you know, it took a village and then some to raise this particular black child.
Yo, well, we commend you. It's funny because now I'm scared that people are going to start taking memes and thinking they can make movies out of them. Because, you know what I mean? Like, you think of, like, Dear White People, and you just think of, like, memes.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, did you have a moment where you had to stop? Like, all right, that's enough. Like, that's going too far.
Well, I did, actually. The funny thing is, there's a moment in the film where these kids throw a party, and they come dressed up as, you know, black stereotypes. Some of them maybe wearing some blackface. It's fine. And I took it out because I was like, oh, I'm doing too much. Mm. But then it, like, happened in real life. Yeah. And the more I looked into it, it was happening all over the country. So I put it back in. And it was one of those moments where it was like, okay, so like society is catching up to satire at this point. Mm-hmm, it's making me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had to tell the truth. I had to kind of call it like I saw it. Yeah.
Justin Simeon, we appreciate your truth, man.
Thank you.
What's the next movie you're going to make? I'm excited.
No, this one is enough. I need people to go see this one.
Okay.
Yes,
that's the thing.
Dear White People.
Because, you know, our little black movies, they come and they go. And sometimes people say, oh, yeah, we got to represent, and no one shows up.
Oh,
so
James Brown, yo.
We can't do that. Yeah. We can't do that. Please let me have a second movie.
Okay.
So
I'm pledging on tape. I'm waiting for Friday. I'm going to see it. I'm giving you my money. And I haven't gone to see the movies in a minute. So
thank you. I appreciate it. Bring some friends.